The U.S. military continues to target suspected drug smuggling vessels near Venezuela. President Trump just released brand new video of Thursday's strike on that alleged narcotics smuggling submersible. It marked the sixth known attack on cartels by the Trump administration. It also was the first time that U.S. forces captured two survivors of a strike. They will now be sent to their home countries, Ecuador and Colombia. Let's bring in retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Davis. Colonel Davis, do you quibble with the president's notion that this was likely a drug smuggling submarine?
No, I don't quibble with that at all. If that's what the president said, I can't imagine any other submarine rolling around in the Caribbean Sea on a pleasure cruise. So I feel pretty confident it was. And as a matter of fact, there's some video out there that you can find if you want to Google that. We've actually captured some of these in the past. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency personnel. So this is hardly unusual. That's not the problem. And it's not even a quibble per se. The real question that I think we need to ask with all of these is primarily, what is the attainable military objective this is supposed to accomplish, and what is the political objective that you want these military actions to prevent or produce for the United States? And in that, what's being said is, well, of course, to reduce fentanyl and reduce drugs coming into the United States. And that is a great goal, one which I'm highly supportive of. But the question is this going to actually impact that operation there? And I think that the evidence, when you look at it, is it will have almost no impact. We don't even know if any of those boats were actually coming to the United States at all. The boats themselves didn't have the capacity to reach the U.S. And we're told, well, it will be onward movement elsewhere that may have come in. But when you look at the landscape here, John, this is important. I mean, you've got China, India, Mexico, Ecuador, Colombia, way more orders of magnitude more drugs coming from those places. And you'd got to wonder, why would we be centering on Venezuela or in the waters off of Venezuela? I don't think this is going to help the objective.
Well, doesn't a strike, though, on any nation's, I mean, not that these are, you know, national smuggling operations, but any nation's boat, doesn't that make drug smugglers in other countries think twice about loading up with fentanyl and sending the submersible out?
You know, when you're talking about the billions and billions of dollars that are in this illicit activity, they will find a way around it. I mean, look, these governments have been going after these anti-drug situations for years. And so that's like built into their model. So, no, I don't think that this will have any deterrent effect because they already expect it. And then as we always see in any of these, whether you're talking about situations like when we were fighting in Iraq or Afghanistan or any of these other war on drugs in the past, as soon as you start hitting them in one place, they'll find another way to go through. As long as there's a demand in the U.S., you're going to have people that are going to be willing to take the risk of life and limb to get it there. And these are such small pinprick attacks, they're not going to have any impact. I mean, that's just the truth of it.
All right. Well, I want to let President Trump defend himself against some of what you had to say there in a Truth Social post that he just put out not too long ago. He writes, "It was my great honor to destroy a very large drug-carrying submarine that was navigating toward the United States on a well-known narco-trafficking transit route. U.S. intelligence confirmed this vessel was loaded up with mostly fentanyl and other illegal narcotics." So he goes on to say there were four known narco-terrorists on board the vessel. Two of the terrorists were killed. At least 25,000 Americans would die if I allowed this submarine to come ashore. So, well, and then he says the two surviving terrorists are being returned to their countries of origin, Ecuador and Colombia, for detention and prosecution. No U.S. forces were harmed in this strike. If he's right about that, if 25,000 Americans could have died from the fentanyl on board this boat, isn't it worth it to take it out?
Well, yeah, number one, that's, if there's anything I would challenge, it's the claim that 25,000 people would die because of that one boat. I'm not sure that there's a lot of justification or substantiation of that. But the boat itself, by all means, if that was coming to the U.S., it's a legitimate target. But it matters how you do it. And like I said, there's times and there's video out there where we take these boats. And listen, even these ones that we're hitting with missiles, there's no known justification. There's no authorization for military force. You can't just go and kill people, even if you don't like what they're doing. There are rules that allow you to seize these people. And that's even better, because then that gives you the chance to have intelligence where you find out who they are, where they came from. You can interrogate them to find out where the situations are, so you can go back and actually stop the source of it, not just these pinprick one-off attacks here. So even in that, this is not the most effective way to actually keep our country safe. And again, I am all for keeping our country safe from all these illegal drugs. I think it's terrible.
That's why you put on the uniform. We know. We appreciate it. Thanks, Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Davis.